After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
We are live with the Tom and Frenchy podcast, coming to you from our respective bedrooms.
Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
Frenchie, we actually did know. We did know it was your birthday, so Frenchie actually got you a gift. Can you bring it out, French?
I can. I got you a gift. It's delicious potato flavored chips. Would you like me to open them on the podcast for you? Okay, I will.
Yeah, open them for him.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We were supposed to be the prank.
Oh no!
I was supposed to give that to you in real life, but there you go. Who the fuck gave us to that?
Why can't we give it to him in real life?
Well, he knows the fucking prank now. So what you guys didn't hear was a snake jumped out of a chips container, and it was fucking crazy. Everyone clapped and cheered, and the whole coffee shop went nuts and said, "I hope my son turns out like that one day." You're welcome.
That's a big coffee shop. That was a big coffee shop. So, well, Alex, how old are you now?
Oh yeah, you're 24. He said,
"I am 24.
24, a little baby."
Really helps 24. The median age. I remember when I was 24. I suppose podcasts. So. What did you do for it, Alex? What did you do, mate?
Had the day off work and had lunch with my mum, and then went to a jazz gig in a warehouse. And that's just horsing
that's
around.
Jazz gigs. That is the most inner west shit ever. I love that. Yeah. Did they do a scat jazz for your birthday? They do some fucking zoobity dop pop pop do Alex
they sure
birthday
zoobity dop pop pop.
That's great. I like
beautiful.
You can tell he's still young because he's still taking work off for his birthday. I think that's when you stop. You realize birthdays aren't shit. When you'd rather work on your birthday, like, no, I'd just rather take my mind off how fucking old I am. But you're still taking it off. You know what I mean?
The reason
celebrating
I don't like,
your youth.
Yeah, the reason I don't like... I take off my birthday just because I hate the small talk of people in the office finding out it's your birthday. They're like, "Happy birthday, how old are you?" And they try and get you cake. It's always just awkward.
Yeah, it sucks when people try to do nice things for you. The fucking idiots. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
It does.
And then they feed it to you. And they're like, "You want some little chocolate, little Tommy boy?"
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Yo, is this connection delay? Because this is fire shit. You guys need to step over me. Start interrupting what I'm saying, okay? Don't let the silences linger. That's never going to be good for the jokes. We actually got a cake. We should have given it to you, actually. Jackass sent us a cake, and it was a massive penis filled with more massive penises. It was fucking sick. And gummy and sour worms.
It's... Yeah, sour worms, which are kind of like little penises in their own right. And I have a bone to pick. They're called smash cakes. Did you have any cake in yours, Frenchie?
No, only penis. There was only penis.
Yeah, it was just all lollies is what I'm saying. You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
Cake.
No cake in there. Okay, well, we got it for free, Tom, so we won't complain too much about it. What? Stop
guys,
giving
this
me attitude. I've got COVID, okay? I've got COVID. There's no delay on mine. I feel like I'm speaking properly.
So
I feel like
good.
Yous are just delayed mentally, even though I'm the one with the fucking bat soup fog. I've got fucking bad AIDS from Tasmania, guys.
It's actually perfect, no?
I like that you're claiming you're the only one who has it, Frenchie, when I also have COVID.
Yeah. Do you still have it, Tom?
There's no delay. It's just Tom and I colluded to just give you awkward silence.
Did you actually? I feel like you did. Yeah, I feel like this is some sort of shit prank where you just give me awkward silences.
No, this...
And again.
So do you guys want to explain why we're doing a Zoom?
Fuck, what?
Bro, there's literally no delay sometimes.
Oh, there's crazy, a big bro. Delay. There's
you
a
just
big
got delayed
delay.
Brain from COVID.
No, there's a big delay, either on Alex's or someone's. I swear to fucking God, I can hear myself come through his speaker like 8 seconds later.
On my one?
I don't know whose.
Why'd you start talking like Moe Don't Worry from the area for a second there? Like, there's a big gap in the
there's
speaker,
bro. There's a big
bro.
Fucking delay, bro. There is a fucking big delay. Fuck, bro. You don't fucking know.
Yeah, so Frenchie and I went to Tasmania, and when we were fucking our cousins, we somehow got COVID.
We use protection.
Turns out
we
should
know.
69.
Yeah, that was what helmet. It was. It was the 69. Yeah, my cousin shat on me when I was 69. No, I was just a little far, but I felt like particles coming through. Yo, I might have met my cousin. There was a Frenchie got on stage, so that might have been my cousin who gave me the COVID. Or might have been when we cut the mullet and I used the hair to do a shoey. That might have done some sort of damage to my system.
I did notice you did that twice, which was an interesting choice.
Yeah, but you know why I did it twice, didn't you?
Because you had COVID?
No, because it went so good the first time. I'm like, that was sick. Oh, it's going to be a part of the show now. Drinking hair. That's fucking... People went nuts for that. People went nuts. I'm an entertainer. I'll give the crowd what they want. If he cut off his pubes, I would have probably done that too.
Could you tell what shampoo he used when you were drinking through his hair? Like, was
none.
It like a Pantene
none.
Pro-V
none.
Moment?
Nah,
or a bit
it
of
was
f-
it,
none.
It wasn't that silky. Yeah, it was just a bit. It was a bit ashy. I think it was a smoker. I think it was a smoker. It tasted like a whiskey, a peated whiskey.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
But anyway,
how have you been with your COVID, Frenchie? Because obviously you're not allowed to leave the house for 7 days. What have you been doing? Have you been wanking up a storm?
No, I actually haven't had the arousals to wank. I'm not that horny when I'm sick. I don't know about you guys, but being ill doesn't make me horny. Just sort of been watching BattleBots. It's fucking sick. So if you don't know, people make robots. We started watching it in Tassie a bit too. People make robots. It's on Netflix. They put the robots in a robot ring and they fight them with remote controllers. Fucking wild. There's the big one, Tombstone's always like a heavy favorite in the tournament. It's just like got a horizontal spinner blade. They weigh 250 pounds, that's the max they can weigh, and its spinner blade weighs I think 70 pounds of that, so it's just a fucking beast. And yeah, so season
what was it
two
called,
Tom,
back in the day,
Robot Wars.
Mm.
Season two they start letting drones and shit in. So robots will be fighting, one will have a spinner blade, one will be trying to flip it, and then the drone will be trying to land on it and breathe fire into the mechanics to fucking burn through it. It was
That's fucking insane.
And so someone bought a rake from like a Bunnings and then swatted the drone out and then smacked it up. It was, it's really fucking exciting.
It is weirdly produced that it's like the most engaging television. It's ridiculous. It's like a UFC fight.
Americans can make anything sort of cool the way they produce it. Yeah, like UFC. They have an ex-UFC fighter doing the commentary. He's one of the hosts. So he's got his fucking cauliflower ears. He's talking about different grappling techniques.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nah, he's great. And so, yeah, I've been watching a lot of that,
that's
guys.
Funny.
I didn't eat for a couple of days. I'm trying to lose some weight for the tour. Looks sexy for you guys. Nothing to do with the bad AIDS I had. And apparently I'm still not allowed to leave the house, which is fucking boring. And I feel like that's dumb because you stay sicker if you can't go out and get fresh air and infect other people. It's like, it's kind of like a game of a tag. You need to tag someone else so they get it, and then it leaves your body.
Is that how it works? I didn't realize that. Is your beauty standard when you look at like a book full of skeletons, are you like, yes?
Yeah, lean is mean. Lean, lean bar. I want to be lean. clean and sharp. That's not even insult. Skeletons have got that fucking rig, you know.
Frenchie likes to look up to the people that wash windows at the traffic lights.
That's his, like, that's his strip show. He starts jerking it. He gets hard.
They're wiry.
Guys, what do you think of my outfit today? I got this outfit from my mother when she went to Vietnam. It's got bananas on the hat with a matching shirt. And she actually got Tonya a matching dress, so we can just wear bananas everywhere. What do you reckon?
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. I like the banana drip. A lot of potassium in that outfit, Tom. When did she go?
She went like 2 years ago, and I haven't worn it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. I was like, it's a weird...
Yeah. It's not an every occasion outfit. There's like maybe a banana festival.
That's is that how it. They won the Vietnam War? They used banana camouflage.
Yeah.
And the American troops. No, they were just that's just bananas. It's like no banana outfit.
They put banana peels around, and all the tanks slipped like in Mario Kart. Slipped on them. That was there.
That does happen.
That's Mario Kart rules. Yeah.
Smart.
Do you guys want to hear a funny? Do you want to hear a story I haven't got to for ages?
I would love to hear it too, Tom. Our listeners are saying no. They're screaming into the podcast going, no, Tom, fuck off. But we're overruling you guys.
Too bad. Yeah, we can't hear them. They're just in their cars wanking at traffic lights. Okay, so this story, this was one of those dinner table stories that it gets a bit too far. Like, you're sitting around with some family and friends and stuff, and, like, usually the conversation's kept at a reasonable level. It's not the pub chat. Mm-hmm. And this guy, I'll leave the names out just in case, but this guy told me that his sister went on a date, and she was telling this to, like, family. She went on a date with this guy. They had sex. He pulled out, came on her tits, and then, without hesitating, slurped it up.
Oh, he was hungry.
What do you think of that as a move, Frenchie?
Well, I've told you I've had that done to me, haven't I?
Oof. What?
Kind of that done to me. This chick who was, she just watched too many movies. I don't know what she thought was hot, wasn't hot sort of thing. She gave me a blowjob. I come in her mouth.
Mm.
She spat it onto my chest. Complete eye contact while she went down, licked it up like a fucking dog. Swear. Got it all into her mouth.
It's worth...
Got it all into her mouth, then swallowed it again.
Oh, wow. That's commitment.
And then she looked at me like, you're welcome. And I'm like, that's just fucking gross. I've already come. Especially, stop.
Yeah, exactly. Like, once you've already come, you're kind of over it.
But yeah, for him to do it. Come on the chest, like, respectful. That's nice. Hit your little artwork. And then, wow. Slurp it up. Either he thinks it's hot or he's hungry. He's already come too. Like,
yeah,
he must love the taste of his own semen. That is,
like, what did he say? See that on? He must have been in some kind of rabbit hole on YouPorn and thought that that was like acceptable.
Yeah, did he say anything after? It's like a little catchphrase.
I think he said, that's slurptastic. He's American. No, I don't know.
A slurp a day keeps the doctor away.
Maybe he's like, you know how Drake did that thing with the hot sauce? I'm not sure if we talked about it on here.
Yeah, we did.
So Drake put hot sauce in his condom so chicks couldn't, like, clone him or shove it back up their vaginas to get pregnant with his babies. So maybe this guy was like a budget version of Drake, and he was like, I don't want you to use this against me, so I'm going to slurp it up before you get chance.
There's only one way. Yeah, there's only one option here. Yeah. Slurp it up. Swallow. Mm. Yum, 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 yum. That's fucking gross.
So gross, eh?
Is it an alpha move?
I don't know. Frenchie?
No, it's not an alpha move. It's not. What do you mean?
What happens if you just racked it?
Yeah, cool. If you racked it, that's cool.
Racked your own semen.
Oh, that is definitely great, man.
That's funny. What else have we been doing, French? Nothing, because we've been locked down.
Locked down, baby. Yeah, no, it's one of those tricky ones where I read a book.
Really?
Yeah, I read a book.
Was it like a Dr. Seuss or like one of those Mr. Men books or something?
It was like similar to Harry Potter vibes.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like generic fantasy. Generic fantasy.
Into fantasy, are you?
I am when I'm fucking sick and nothing to do. It was not bad. Oh, actually, no. I'm real into fantasy, bro. Did you not know that? I've fucking got capes and shit. I'll ride a dragon. Let's fucking go. But yeah.
Have you ever gone to like a... You've been to a Comic-Con. We went to one once.
Fucking loved it. The Supernova. Yeah, bro.
You should dress up one year, but serious.
Yeah, I'll do it. Let's do it. What do you want to dress as? Let's dress as like the worst one that everyone will get cut about, like Catwoman or something. Who's the worst character? Superman. Everyone hates Superman. He's a fucking bitch.
What about Green Lantern? What was the one that Ryan Reynolds did and they hate?
Yeah, Green Lantern's a vibe. Or like a real... Yeah. Actually, a real big character, they would actually get around that. A really niche character. What about... Can we pretend that we... Yo, so it's called Supernova, yeah, the one in Australia. Do we dress up as a planet?
Few, but yeah.
Do we dress up as like a planet?
Oh.
Because you got to pretend you don't understand the theme.
Supernova. Ooh. Oh, there's a plane in the west. Here he is.
In the west. There he is.
It wouldn't be the inner west without a plane.
Yeah, dude, I'm right under the flight path. It's
Does fast. It wake you up at night and shit? Or are you used to it?
I think the flight path might change, although I've been told I'm a heavy sleeper. Once I slept through a fire in the backyard at a house party. Yeah, I was at a house party just off Oxford Street. Fell asleep, and then like probably like 6 meters away, someone had like completely. I don't know how it said, like maybe a cigarette or something like that. But yeah, fire trucks.
Oh,
wow. Everything.
Oh, you just slept
through the whole thing. Yeah.
Shit, dude. That's wild.
Fucking
did you have a smoke alarm or it didn't go off?
Yeah, I don't notice them. It was in the backyard of this place. No smoke alarm. But yeah, people were like coming out of their house, throwing water buckets apparently. The fire truck couldn't get in because it's like at the back between all these little houses.
You almost died. Maybe crazy. You did die and this is all a dream, like The Sixth Sense. This is a shit dream, eh? This sucks. I once slept through a cyclone. That's the worst I've done. Because I lived in North Queensland and they used to have like cyclones all the time. And I went to school and everyone was talking about this big cyclone. I just didn't know about it.
What?
Yeah.
We have cyclones?
In North Queensland, yeah, of course.
Fucking hell. That's sick. Did it...
You're thinking it's a fucking tornado, Frenchie.
They're the same. They're just bogan tornadoes, aren't they?
Bit different. More like a hurricane.
Essentially, they are. That's cool. Did it do any damage?
Yeah, knock down, like, heaps of trees, roofs fly off, all that shit happens up there. It's wild.
There you go.
The wild north.
Let's get into some stories, I reckon. Let's get into some fucking stories.
Yep.
We want to hear the good shit.
All right.
Woman eats ass outside of Harris Farm.
That's an aggressive... That was aggressive. I love it.
That's a cafe, isn't it, Harris Farm?
No, it's a supermarket.
Go on.
It's like Australian Whole Foods. Kind of thing, like it's like a fancier supermarket, and I saw this floating around because a mate sent it to me, because this is like, it's like in the middle of King's Cross. It's like you know where Potts Point Hotel is, French, and there's that gap in between where there's like a news agent, there's like a few dodgy little bars and stuff around there. It's like where all the strip clubs are and shit. It's you'd always see crackheads around there, but I'll let Alex read the story.
But it's King's Cross, so.
Yeah, so you pretty much explained. I've actually got the video in the doco.
Yeah, I'm getting it up now. Straight across, that's only 15 meters away, if that.
Is that...
He's standing up, bending
over.
Oh,
she's really parting the cheeks.
She gets... Wow. He's standing... Wow.
So,
but he's not even jerking or nothing. She's just sort of...
Oh, she went in. Oh,
it's
wow.
It's kind of just business for her. Far that's just out. Business.
Bro.
And he's got his pants sort of still up. She's kind of like just popped them down enough just to get the job done.
And he's like not even like arching his back like in a hot way. You know how there's like a hot way to do it and there's like a you're picking up a parcel type way?
Yeah, he's like he's tired after a long run of cross country. He's just sort of got his hands on his knees.
Slumped.
She's just getting in slumped. There. I think...
Do you reckon he lost a bet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you reckon
she
lost a bet? Like, yeah.
I actually have no...
If you do this, you got to eat my ass.
I think that may be Big Flume fan, possibly. They saw Flume eating ass at one of his concerts. Mm. They're like, if Flume can do it, we can do it. It is King's Cross, though, so you see that fucking every fucking day.
Oh, bro. You see
they
the
don't fuck around
King's
there.
Cross.
They do not fuck around there because it used to be the hot spot and, like, it was enough people that the weird shit, you could almost not notice it as much because there's other people. Now it's
so
just the
around.
Fucking weirdos. Yeah. It's just the weirdos.
Just the weirdos. There. It's like everyone else got the news that King's Cross isn't the place to be anymore, but they don't have phones or newspapers, so they're still there. No one's told them. They're always asking for spare change, but they're like, what's the current status of King's Cross? They never ask that.
What do you guys think about the Joe Rogan stuff? I think we should talk about this on the podcast. I know.
Well, that's the next story, French. So
is it? Well, it's not, Tom, because I got the document up.
Yeah.
So
we talked.
Well, it is.
Did we talk about it? No, on the last podcast.
No,
you guys...
we haven't talked about it properly. I don't think.
No.
So yeah. We did. I put the.
But all the latest developments. So now there's more singers, most who I've never heard of, taking their stuff off Spotify. And then there's that clip going around of him. That's what I really want to talk about, Tom, where he said the N-word maybe 20 times over the course of 12 years on his podcast. And someone joined it all together. So it's just him saying that word. And it doesn't. It's not good viewing. It's definitely.
Well, I like that you say 20 times over 15 years. That's still too many times.
But it was more common to say when he first started saying it. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, and he admits. He's done an apology-type video admitting he shouldn't have said it once, 100%. And it's not viewing, but what can he do about it now? Like, he's tried to take some of the clips down and all this sort of stuff, but when they're on the internet, they're there forever, so...
Oh.
And so people are using that. They're going, look what he said. He can't be on here, blah, blah, blah. It's still going.
Still going.
But yeah,
so
then
what's
James Blunt's done a meme. I saw one saying, trolling Rebecca Black, that someone did a fake news article saying Rebecca Black's going to take her music off Spotify if Joe Rogan doesn't leave.
That's
everyone's
funny.
Like, lol. And Rebecca Black had to retweet it going, this isn't real, guys. I didn't say anything. But then James Blunt, famous for ripping on himself, is tweeted, if Spotify doesn't immediately remove Joe Rogan, I will release new music onto the platform.
That's funny.
Yeah, so he's gone the other way, man. He's so fucking good.
That's funny.
I've seen lots of his TikToks, actually. James Blunt's popping up with this random dude. Have you seen him? There's heaps
I don't think
where he's
so.
In bed with this random TikToker. Like, they start off by ripping on him, and then he'll, like, pop up at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, no, I did see that.
Mm.
That's funny. Mm. He's getting into it. You gotta make fun of yourself. You can't be too serious.
Yeah, but they're coming for Joe, and trust me, he's not going anywhere, guys. He will not go anywhere.
Yeah, it's silly. It's silly. Like, he says so much on his podcast. Like,
exactly,
not all of it
man.
Can be...
4 years,
like he's having
12 years. What if?
And he'll have people with the opposite opinions as well. It's not like he just gets people with one opinion. He tries to mix it up as well.
What if we got ours cut up? The worst things we've said from every podcast, just one, three words, four words. That's going to be... Actually, I'd find it funny, I think, but...
You don't even need to cut it up. Just listen to just listen to the podcast. You don't need to cut anything up.
Yeah. Nah. It's an interesting. It's an interesting scene. People just get fucking bored. I think they're like, "Oh, I'm bored. Let's go with Joe."
Yeah,
yeah, and it's convenient timing as well because Neil Young just sold all these like publishing rights or something like that for stupid amounts of millions of dollars. So he
Yeah, he's got money to burn. That's fine.
Yeah, fuck him.
I wonder if he's actually genuinely listened to the podcast, like Joe Rogan's podcast, or he's just like heard the clips.
Heard the clips. He's an old man. He doesn't fucking listen to new things. Let's cancel
him. He only listens to Talkback.
Talkback. Let's pretend he's a flat earther or something. Let's cancel him.
Speaking of, Frenchie, didn't you get an email this week?
I did get an email. Oh, yo. So I shared this email in my story, guys. I thought it was a joke initially, and it might be someone who listens to the podcast. If it is, DM the podcast. We might have you on because very interesting email.
He's already DM'd the podcast, by the way.
Was that the same person?
I think so, right?
Okay. So this email is titled "Nothing Is As It Appears to Be." Hey, Frenchie, dude. I see that hot chick in your last vid wearing a NASA shirt. The Earth is a flat, stationary, motionless plane, maths and Bible fact. NASA is wordplay on Satan. The snakes lounge in the symbol reps the T. In Hebrew, Nasor means the deceiver. NASA was started by Hitler's scientists after he escaped in his submarine to another country. This is also why... They say before launch, the rockets that end up in the ocean, plus T minus with the countdown, your whole life is a lie, my friend.
Your whole life?
You can see why I'm like, oh yeah, that's some conspiracy fun. Could also be a joke. He's just writing everything he can think of. Like, this is...
It does sound funny. I'm laughing.
Gets funnier. The world is run by a Satan-worshipping gay sex club.
That's hot.
It's kind of, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's hot ass, bro.
The Masons, five scum Masons own all newspapers across the world, telling the small brand staff complaining genius parrots what to think and say. Scott Morrison is a filthy scum Mason. They all are, literally. The red-headed mole that was PM was asked once, "What religion are you?" It said, "I'm part of a secret society." Next question. Do you remember this?
That is old.
Do you remember this?
Well, the fact that he's just thrown in Julia Gillard, she was dead like 10 years ago.
But did she actually say she's a part of a secret society? Because that should have been our first clue to the five scum Masons. We should have really...
I guess he's speaking facts now. I don't know. I was off him for a bit, but now he's back. He's just selling truths.
Okay, and then we're going to skip a bit. It's just about all these things that are fake. The ones that are left anyway, the Masons are killing off the dumb. Okay, well, I'll do it all for you then, yeah? Why not?
Yeah, read.
How can you run this society and be a part of a secret one? All world leaders are Masons, playing good cop, bad cop. These are scum are responsible for. Fake ball earth. What do you think that means?
Just the earth being round. Ball earth.
Okay, ball earth. I've never heard it called ball earth before, though.
Neither have I.
Fake climate change, fake white cops killing black men, fake terrorism slash no planes in 9/11, I can show you. Fake fucking virus. Okay. And the final stage of the New World Order takeover is a fake alien invasion. All the self-proclaimed genius parrots will fall for. Who's the self-proclaimed genius parrot? That's what's...
I think that's what he's calling politicians.
Oh... But the self-proclaimed means they call themselves genius parrots.
I think there's a lot wrong with that.
The ones that are left anyway, as the Masons are killing off the dumb at the moment with a fake virus and a poison vaccine. Did you see the tap water test positive for the fake virus? Also, beer and a banana. You've got your banana stuff on.
Oh, shit.
It's designed to get a positive result so they can inject a dumb and kill them. Time to wake up, mate. Isaac is a dumb turd. Been showing that ignorant idiot shit for a while now. Isaac cops it from nowhere. These aren't my thoughts, Isaac. Frenchie, read on and ignore me at your own peril. We are coming. We're at the end of times. The genius and the vaccine wear the mask will take the mask mark of the beast. Coming soon. Jesus is real. He is your only way into heaven. Oh, he's lost me.
Oh,
he's lost me. Wow. Everything else was believable. Please seek him from your heart and ask him how he and watch how he will answer you. Read on, my friend. Read on. Feel free to email me back. I will even face some of you so you can see I'm not a mental patient. Or maybe next podcast.
Face
I can't
right now?
Do it right now. Right now. No, I can't. I can't.
Right now.
Okay. And then, guys, then it keeps going. We could do, honestly, a section each week because now he's got a list of 10 things which are lies. Then there's a whole, like, holy shit. I'll forward it to you. We could do the 10 things that are lies, but this
let's save it for next week because it's pretty hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. let's go on to the next story.
It's something.
What a fucking head case.
There's no proof of that. Okay, so keep an open mind, Tom.
Oh my God, Frenchie's such a people pleaser and shifter. You're a shapeshifter, Frenchie.
I just like to take a. Who knows, mate? Who knows? The opposite view of you to annoy you.
Maybe don't do that on the podcast, Frenchie.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Go on, Alex. What's our next story?
So talking about Scotty Morrison being a genius parrot, Barnaby Joyce has handed in his resignation and publicly apologised for calling Scott Morrison a hypocrite and a liar in a leaked text message.
I didn't realise that was Barnaby Joyce sending those messages, because for a while they just said like a high-up minister.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yep, so that has come out, and that was just days after the text with Gladys Berejiklian and another
that was
cabinet
someone else.
Come out where...
Okay, I thought that was Barnaby.
So pretty much, guys, our overseas listeners, our Australian politicians are, like, being mean to each other. They're calling them crazies, psychos, and liars. So nothing new in the politician world. They all fucking are scum, lying psychos. And let's start a fucking coup. Is that a good summary, Alex?
Yeah, that's exactly
it. Aren't they self-proclaimed parrot? What are they? Self-proclaimed...
Genius parrots.
Genius parrots,
genius
yeah.
Genius parrots.
Yeah, we should...
So, we have to ask this bloke, like, with all this new information about lies, like, what do we do there? Where's the way forward? Jesus,
Hillsong. Yeah.
Well, what we actually have, guys... We've got a special guest on the line. I was waiting till he called in, and he did. And we are going to interview him now. It's the guy who got his ass eaten in King's Cross. Hello, Nathaniel. Are you there?
Hello.
How you going, mate? It's good to hear from you.
Oh, Frenchie. I was at your show in Rockhampton once.
That's great news. What are you doing all the way down in Sydney?
Oh, mate, I just hopped on a train and I was like, wherever this takes me, I'm going to get there. And when you've been on a train for like many, many hours, sometimes your butt gets a bit sore, doesn't it, French?
It does, Nathaniel, it does. So.
And I was like really fucking, I was like limping out of the train.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
Train station, I looked like I'd been bloody in prison, and I was kind of cowboy walking down the street, and this chick goes, do you want to come into Butter Bing?
And, Butter Bing, the strip club there.
Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
I don't want to go to Bada Bing, mate. It's like 11 in the morning. What do you think I am? And she's like, oh, no, fair. And she goes, how about just over there? And she just pointed, and there was like a bench.
Yep,
I was
yep.
Yeah, I could go over there at 11 in the morning. So I went over there, and I kind of slumped over. Like, I'd had enough. I was fed up.
You had a big trip.
And I kind of, like, fell asleep, like, slumped over.
Oh.
And I had an alarm clock set, but I didn't realise that I'd set it to eat my ass mode.
Ah, okay. So that went off, and she... So your alarm clock wakes you up in different activities, not just the noise.
Yeah, I got sick of the, like, normal ring. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and what was her name? What was her name? Are you guys still together?
Oh, I didn't get her name. That's too personal for me. I start with arse eating.
Work your way back.
Work my way back.
Nice.
But yeah, there someone got it on film. Bit embarrassing, but what can you do? Morning. I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's good. It's good to clear it up. We weren't sure why it happened. You know, those families watching and stuff like that.
Oh, I know.
Okay, that was Nathaniel, ladies and gentlemen. Another big scoop.
I'll see you next show, Frenchie.
Yeah,
love your work. Do a showy.
Yeah, nice. I'll be up Queensland this week. Thank you.
Lit.
Mackay, Townsville, come get tickets. Cairns, and Brisbane. Thank you. There we go, guys.
Who the fuck was that guy? His breath.
No, that was the guy who got his ass ate. So we might even talk to the girl who did it later. Who knows? We got time. Next story.
You guys see the talking penis in Pam and Tommy?
Yeah, so what was that about? I got the video sent to the chat, but I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, we pretty much every week someone sends a talking penis to one of our chats, so we're like, oh, well, here's another one.
Yeah, so it's just a new mini-series called Pam and Tommy, documenting the marriage of Pamela Anderson and Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee. Yeah, there's just a part where Tommy Lee's having a heart-to-heart with his penis, but the prosthetic and, like, it just looks really fucking weird. It's like a fever dream.
Oh, so is he on drugs or anything?
I think he was always on drugs.
Yeah. Well, you don't really talk to your penis sober, probably. Do you?
Aww.
What was the penis saying? Yeah, what was the penis saying?
Well, he was saying that he's in love with Pamela Anderson, and the penis was saying, dude, there's so many more conquests
that's
to have.
That's funny.
But he's trying to talk his penis down.
Because Tommy Lee famously has a very big penis. They call him, like, Horsecock Lee, maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I call him, anyway.
Horsecock Lee. There you go. Well, do you think it could have been saying, like, if I was a penis, saying, if I spit on a chest, lick me back up quickly, keep my fluids in your body.
That's maybe my soul that is escaping.
That's my soul. You gotta slurp it up. Yeah. Slurp it up, Tommy.
Slurp it up, Tommy boy. All right, I think we should watch the 60 Minutes one. I'll just give a bit of a...
Yeah.
So, on Twitter, this clip went viral because basically I think it was like a year ago 60 Minutes, which is the garbagest show on Australian television. It's really trashy. It's like A Current Affair is the same thing pretty much, and this clip is talking about how cancel culture has ruined comedy, and just the intro to the show is so funny. They put like sad music behind it. I've got it here. Let's have a little watch.
The stage is empty. There is no crowd. The silence speaks of not just COVID, but perhaps an even more contagious force. Fear. Thanks to cancel culture. Where something that was once deemed funny could now just as easily be considered offensive. A judgment that could and has ended careers overnight.
How good is that?
Wow.
It's like so melodramatic.
Wow, it's like a war. Yeah, it's
and
like
that's
a
getting
war
fully
memorial.
Roasted by like... Yeah.
It's getting roasted by, like, everyone on Twitter. So good. What do you reckon, Frenchie? Have your shows been completely empty, like that clip?
I think they're spot on here. They're spot on. A once great comedy show is now empty because Joe Rogan can't say the N-word anymore. Cancer culture. Has it gone too far? Scene.
Beautiful.
Mm.
Beautiful.
No, that is... So what
while we're on the topics of... yeah, there's like a whole thing. They speak to like John Cleese and all these other comedians about it. And they talk about like how Kathy Griffin got cancelled for having that beheaded Donald Trump and all that shit. It's pretty funny.
She's pretty fucking clip. Annoying too. She's got cancer for being annoying, I think. I think the sun cancelled her. Yeah, because she's redheaded.
So was the...
Oh, I thought you meant the Sun newspaper. Newspaper. That's good.
I'll tell you who else was redheaded. That guy who was getting his ass eaten. For those who were just listening, redheaded ass eater.
Ah, no, interesting.
Ass eater.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, where's Ed Sheeran at the moment?
That's a good point. I've never seen Ed Sheeran and the guy who got his ass eaten in the same room.
Speaking of ass eating, yeah. He would like that, I reckon. I think...
Probably. Why not?
I can see Ed getting a lot of rimmies. Because it leaves his hands free to play guitar. Do you know what I mean?
That'd be cool. And getting your ass eaten while singing about getting your ass eaten.
Well, baby, I will
beautiful.
Be eating ass till we're 17. That's it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say song, 17. Guys.
That was the okay, whole song. Lucky. So you started saved saying it. Something before, Tom. What are you saying? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. So this week, instead of doing our conundrum, I'm going to show you some clips. Now and then, I'm going to save some TikToks that have made me laugh during the week, and then we can watch them on this. Okay?
Yeah, you guys so will love the first this. So one, the most cooked TikToks from Tom's folder. And he sends a couple to me every now and then. Yeah. They're incredible.
Yep. So this is the first one I'll show you. Guys, if you would have seen this in the news, the host of... Deal or No Deal. Do you remember this guy, Andrew O'Keefe? Do you know about this, Alex?
Who's Andrew O'Keefe?
So have you seen the show Deal or No Deal with all the briefcases and they open them up and you got to, like, say Deal or No Deal?
Yeah.
So the host of that, he's done heaps of stuff on Channel 7, I think. He's, like, gone on heaps of morning shows as an advocate for White Ribbon, which is, like, against abusing women, and it's come out that he's been arrested for beating the shit out of a few women, like, over the last couple of years. It's crazy.
Oh, that's why he knows it's bad.
Damn, last person you'd expect, right?
That's why he knows it's
bad. Oh, because he doesn't. Because he can see that. Right. But anyway, that's who Andrew O'Keefe is, and then someone's found this old clip of him, and I won't tell you anymore, I'll just show you, Alex.
Just listen, guys, have a listen.
Have a listen to this.
All my homies always hated O'Keefe.
When it first came on, I thought, this guy is whack. We used to say it back then. This guy's whack.
Whack means shit.
Not where I came from, Nick. I thought, this guy is absolutely...
So I'm obviously going to bleep that, but Andrew O'Keefe, golden child of Australian television, really, he was. This is him saying the N-word on national TV probably
national
10 years
TV.
Ago.
Hard. 10, 20 that was a years hard ago. End. Hard G.
Yeah, dude. What do you think of that, Alex?
Oh, I'm speechless.
Crazy. I saw it and I sent it to Frenchie and we were like, what on earth is this?
I couldn't stop watching it. It's just so unnecessary. Like, what? It's like he's... What?
One more.
Oh, my God. He's always hated
O'Keefe. Yeah,
when it first came on, I thought, this guy is whack. We used to say it back then. This guy's whack.
Whack means shit.
Not where I came from. I thought, this guy is absolutely...
And even the guy he's talking to is going cut, like, don't air this.
Yeah.
And he just goes into the conversation, like, keeps going with the conversation. Like, crazy. No one will think anything of that. Interesting. And that's
holy
how he got
fuck,
the...
That's a deal
that
breaker.
That was his audition for Deal or No Deal. And they said, you're hired.
Yeah, seriously, crazy. All right, the next video I want to show you is a guy prank calling, like, one of those... In America, they've got those weird, like, evangelical channels or whatever, like, religious TV channels. And there's the guy calling into that.
Yes.
Richard, I got to tell you, these mind goblins, they're killing me, Richard.
What is that? Why do you keep saying mind goblins? Why do you say that over and over?
Well, Richard, do you mind goblin these f***ing nuts, Richard? I f***ing got you, Richard. Why don't you mind goblin these f***ing nuts? Oh, dude, I f***ing got you, Richard. Oh my God. Richard, I gotta tell you.
So what did he start yelling?
He said mind goblins. And then when the guy was like, what? He's like, mind goblin these nuts. And then just started like going up at him.
I couldn't hear it clearly. Play it again. I want to hear the mind goblins these
nuts
part.
They're killing me, Richard.
What
have
is that? Why
goblins?
Do you keep saying mind goblins? Why do you say that over and over?
Well, Richard, do you mind goblin these f***ing nuts, Richard? I got you, Richard.
I just
love... you mind goblin these nuts? That's so good.
It's just so good. I wish we had a channel like that we could call into. That'd be fucking amazing. Guys, if you know any religious channels on like some weird network we don't know about, let us know so we can call in. And next is a amazing song I've found. This guy is bringing out hits on TikTok, and it looks like he's shot his own music video as well. So let me know what you think of this song.
Let me be the breeze in your sunny day. Let me be the sky for your clouds. Let me be the pool for your waterfall. Let me be the verb for your nouns. Let me be the shore for your crashing waves. Let me be the bricks in your wall. Let me be the soil where your garden grows. Let me be the one. Let me be the one. Let me be the one you truly love.
Pretty good, right?
Wow, Paul McCartney's back. That
yeah,
was good.
Back. Who needs Neil Young? Get him off Spotify. Get this guy on.
Once he got that concept for that song, he must just been like, I've done it. This is the greatest song of all time. Let me be the sand to your beach. Let me be the ass to your eat. Let me be the bricks to your wall.
Good.
Let me be the sun to your day.
Nice. Easy.
That's a whole... You can write a whole song.
He didn't want to commit the whole TikTok to just that one song, just in case it wasn't your vibe, so he's ended with the same music video, but different music.
You pull me like a magnet, ever closer to your heart. Just give me time to win you, and now's the time to start. Heart is like a pinball, just bouncing round inside. I don't know what I found, my head is spinning round.
What do you reckon?
That was Simon Garfunkel vibes, I thought. Some Simon and Garfunkel. You'd have liked that, Alex.
Yeah.
I think we've discovered...
That was kind of experimental.
Yeah, I think we've discovered a new artist. Frenchie, you should start a label and sign that guy.
First signing, 100%. Second signing, on the rock. Let's go.
Yeah, bro. On the rock.
On the rock. Fuck, I was showing a mate that the other day. Loved it.
5 days Classic. Deep, about to fuck a sheep on the rock. Yeah, what do you actually think of that song, Alex? Because you're the resident musician.
Have you been into any more crazy music?
Alex, you're the resident musician in the trio. What do you think of that song? Give us an expert's opinion.
It's like probably on the level of like Miles Davis, kind of goes into like fusion jazz. It's like... But then it's got like rap parts of it, and it's like homegrown, obviously like a home studio recording, which is like pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Underground. Yeah, that's nice.
It's really good. We
the next clip I've got. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you go, Tom. No, you go. You go.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I'm getting a lot of the new season of 90 Day Fiancé is out, which is, like, the fucking funniest show. last season had that big Ed guy. There's a new one out now. And there's these clips of these fucking characters coming up. And I just got one just to show you a bit of the drama. These weird white American guys get themselves into because they've got like a hot chick for the first time in their lives and they don't know what to do. And this is a clip that I found pretty funny.
So you contacted her. What was the conversation about?
So I think I do know that I wanted to let her know that I've met, you know, the woman of my dreams, so to speak. So.
So this guy's messaged his ex.
When did that happen?
Just a little while ago.
No, give me dates.
I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 days ago.
I'm unblocking her and text her back. I want to see what she was trying to send.
So this guy's about to get busted.
And I wish I could take it back.
What did he do?
Like our cousin It. You're about
what
to
did he
out.
Do?
Did you send her naked pictures of me?
What?
So this fucking guy, he'd be 50 years old, I reckon. He's got this hot, like, I don't know, she looks Brazilian or something. And what's happened is he's obviously texted his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife nude photos of his new girlfriend to be like, I didn't need you anymore. Look at this hot rig I've got. And then she's just busted him for it.
Wow, that is... There's no subtlety in that that revenge.
And you can see... Like,
I get it. You want to win the breakup. You want to be like, look what I'm with now. Fuck you. I'm glad I didn't drink my own semen off your chest. But they'll figure it out, okay? They'll go onto your Instagram, see you holding hands. You don't need to DM them directly a close-up of the new pussy that's tighter and better. They'll figure it out. They will figure it out.
And, like, you're already on the show 90 Day Fiancé, which is massive. So she's going to see it. She's going to see you with this new woman. You don't need to send naked photos of her. Like, and especially if, like, this is, like, a ex that's off you, she's going to fucking send it to Daily Mail, make some money off you. Like,
seems
it's not
illegal.
A good move.
It does seem illegal. I'm no expert for sure at that, but it does seem... Still, though, if you were his new girl, you'd kind of be pretty happy. You'd be like, my man loves my buddy. He's showing everyone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
it's
a compliment.
It's a compliment,
it's a
compliment to her.
Yeah.
He's not sending her to the boys. He's not sending her to the boys or to Reddit.
True,
it's
that would be worse.
To the ex,
that would be worse.
Saying, look, you're a mole. Look, this is why I'm over you. And like, bang, bang.
Yeah, I've stepped up. Look at this. Check this out.
Stepped up. Yeah, I think that's the strongest expression of love there is, sending your ex naked photos of your new one. So there's that.
Mm, yeah. Okay. I like that. Let's, guys, if you're out there. No, I don't know. All right, guys, let's get into those are the videos. Guys, if you see any weird.
What are other ways?
Oh, you go. Sorry, there's delay.
I was just going to ask, you said that to win the breakup, and I was just thinking, like, what are other ways you can win the breakup or perhaps lose it?
Buy a water park.
I think the club... Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you own a whole water park, you're going to win, because at some point all the friends will be like, let's go to the water park, it's really hot today, and then she'll be like, I can't, my ex owns it. Be like, you can still go. I'd be like, yeah, but then I'll go down all these slides knowing he owns all the slides, and I would like be like, fuck, I should have stayed with him. These are sick water slides.
That's true, and the guys operating those slides always have a bit of a power trip about them. They're like, you can stop. All right, now you can go. But if you're
now you can
ex,
go.
There's going to be a lot more stops. There's going to be a lot more stops. They might ask you to walk back down. Sorry, that tube's not up to regulation.
Yeah.
Go get another one. You've got to walk down all the stairs. Embarrassing.
And even any date she goes on, they'll be like, oh, well, what'd you do? He'll be like, I'm a lawyer in the middle of Sydney. And then he'll be like, what does your ex do? She'll be like, oh, he owns a water park. One. One. So how many lawyers are there? How many people who own water parks? Probably not as many. So yeah, what were your ideas? How else do you win the breakup?
I think it's always good to get married as soon as possible.
Oh, like the day after you break up.
Yeah, like shotgun wedding the day after, maybe even try and like make sure they're pregnant, like straight away. And then get a billboard across the street and put up the picture of inside the belly. What's that called? You don't know fetus. What it's called?
Fetus.
Yeah, picture of the fetus.
Sonogram.
Monogram. Yeah, on a billboard across from her work.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Power move. Yeah.
What do you reckon, Alex?
Win the breakup. Water park is a pretty good one. You always have fantasies just run into your ex and you've got like a hot chick next to you or something and they're just like, maybe they're the same as your ex, but just like, it's maybe slightly like tweaked, like maybe like
a little slightly better.
You want them to look just a bit taller. Same, but slightly better as your ex. Is that what you're saying?
No, slightly worse.
That's not winning.
Because that's a personality. That's opposite. A personality burn. Because they'll be like, "Oh, she must have a better personality than me." If she's got like a lazy eye or like a lopsided titty or something.
So what about girls' perspective? Okay, how do they win the breakup? Still, just get a water park, I'm guessing. But like,
same things.
same things. But I feel like if like they break up and then they get married a day later, I feel like the guy won't care. Do you know what I mean? Pictures on Instagram, hot revenge bodies is the best way.
Get super fit.
Get heaps good at Wordle, maybe. Send them the Wordles, like after you just crushed one. It's a word game, Tom. Don't worry about it. I do things in my quarantine.
Frenchie's into a lot
Heelys.
Of
Heelys. What about any Heelys? Gaming. I tell you what would shit me, like if they got heaps into like fantasy football or something, as soon as we break up, I'll be like, what the fuck? You never enjoyed that. Or robot wars and stuff like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or if they started wearing like if they started going to like Lewis Spears comedy specials instead of yours.
Start sharing all the boys' videos. Yeah, that would
like number one. This guy's number one.
And he's 3 inches taller.
Or like
3 inches taller.
Or if you start going to like all the brunch spots that like they used to love and just like get there earlier, just eating and just like, on your own.
Or like just with heaps of random people off like Gumtree, just book out all their favorite spots.
Oh, so you're still back on that one, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
you're preparing.
Yeah. Alright, let's go through this article to end with, Frenchie, that you found for us.
Yes, guys, I found this, it's on Bored Panda because I've been a bored sick boy. 30 times people hilariously failed to notice that someone was obviously hitting on them. And I read them, they're like tweets, and my first thought is like, oh, these are made up. And then they're just so close to shit like we would have done in high school. Because I don't know whether we're like, don't have enough confidence or something, but you don't know someone's hitting on you till like, sometimes like a week later, you're like, oh, fuck, that was a signal. Yeah. Okay, we'll just take it in turns. David Drake. In high school, I went to a sleepover and the girl I like climbed into bed with me and she started tickling me. And I was like, haha, okay, well, time for bed. And I think about that twice every 5 minutes.
That's funny. One time a girl invited me over to, and I quote, help me hang up my lights because you're so tall. Afterwards, she invited me to sleep over. We both had laid down in her bed and she was like, I usually sleep naked. And I was like, okay, I'll look away until you get back under the covers. Ouch.
And then he goes on to say eventually she just started making out with him because he wasn't getting any of the hints. So, ladies, if you're reading this, please just tell us you want to fuck us. It saves so much time. Okay, next one. Back in high school, I was chatting with this one girl I liked in my youth group about how my prom date cancelled on me, and she gave me a definite look and said, I'd like to go to prom, but I don't have a date. And I was like, yeah, we're in the same boat. This sucks.
That's so funny.
So good, huh?
I once had a girl walk all the way across a crowded pub to ask me what the time was. I told her the time, and she went back to my and then went back to my conversation. She left. My friend slapped me.
She's got a fucking iPhone. She knows the time, bro. But you can see that happening. You'd be like, oh, that's the time. That was fucking... And you would turn back to your mate and go, that was fucking weird. What the fuck's that about? Learn the time, idiot. Okay. One time I smoked for the first time with a girl I liked a lot, and she said, I heard you're supposed to kiss after you smoke for the first time. And I said, haha, that's not a real thing, I don't think. Yeah, that's...
That's
fairly obvious.
Moved into my college dorm the first semester of college. Had a knock on my door the first night, and a cute girl said she was looking for a cuddle buddy for the night to help her sleep. I told her that it didn't sound safe and shut the door on her. Wow, that's not so obvious.
It's not safe. It's not safe. It's not safe. Don't let her in. No, you don't know her. You don't know her.
Yeah, she might cuddle really tight, and you'll get asphyxiated in your sleep.
Yeah, she might be a famous serial killer. The top comment on that was, and this is how the human species will go extinct. Okay, in high school, my family was gone, so I had the house to myself and threw a party. At the end of the night, this girl I liked said, I'll just spend the night here. I said, you don't want to go? She was like, it's cold. So I got a sweater for her and sent her on her way. What the fuck, man?
That's so funny. It's literally like Dumb and Dumber.
It's like, so Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
When I was a teenager, a cute girl who worked at McDonald's wrote a number on the back of a receipt, and I thought, I bet they do this in case there's something wrong with my order, then tossed it in the trash.
Fuck. That's so brutal. In college, after a waitering job, this cute waitress said to me, let's go to my place. No one is going to be home. I said, how is... there's going to be no one at home if we are going there. She went home alone, and I think about that every time I'm at home now. So dumb.
I told a girl I was chatting online with and had one date with that I was getting rid of my porno tape collection. She said she would take them off me, so I brought them over to her house. She asked if I wanted to come in and watch them. I said, no, I've seen them, and left.
You know what I mean? Perfectly, like... Okay, in high school, my crush gave me a goodbye hug at the car. We stayed there talking... and stayed there talking with me for 5 minutes. Arms around my neck, my arms around her waist, and me wondering if she'd get mad if I kissed her. Some mysteries are unknowable, I guess.
This could all be written into Superbad, and it would be a scene, you know? Like, it's all just perfect.
100%.
At art school, the hottest girl in class, literally everyone had a crush on her, invited me around to her house to do an artistic nude shoot. We both got naked, and she was directing me to take more and more graphic photos. I then got dressed and left. Now, this is the second part. A few days later, she invited me to come help develop them in the dark room together, alone. She kept brushing against me whenever she walked past. I developed our photo and peaced out. The next week, she asked me if I could deliver her copies at her house, where she was living by herself, alone. I drove them there, and she answered the door in an extremely revealing nightgown. I handed the photos to her and left. That one,
you can't do it three times. You would have learned from the first time. Like, okay, I think there's something on here. That's, you deserve to be a virgin on that one. I hope that's
100%.
I hope you never get laid now. Just from that.
100%.
At a friend's house party in high school, I was by the window looking at the city with this girl. I'd been drinking, and I told her I was thirsty. She said, they say a kiss can be thirst quenching. I said, nah, I don't think so. I'll just grab another beer. She left. Bro, I actually remember the most obvious one to me when I was 19 visiting my mate in New Jersey. The most obvious one looking back on it. And I swear, I remember, still remember it clearly. I was at a house party and this girl started talking to me about how she didn't have a gag reflex.
Oh my like, God.
From nowhere, like very obvious looking. She's like, I don't have a gag reflex. Do you think that's cool? I'm like, I think it's a bit dangerous, isn't it? If you get sick or something, like... It's like, oh, people think it's kind of hot that no. I don't have one. I'm like, I guess. And then I was like, as soon as he left, I looked at my mate. I was like, what a fucking weirdo. And he's like, I think she was hitting on you, bro. It's like a blowjob thing. I'm like,
That's you know so I mean? Funny.
Who's going to know? Who's going to know? I was 19, I was old enough to know better. That's I was it. Definitely old enough to know better.
Yeah. Yeah, still pretty dumb at 19. When I was 14, a girl I had on had a huge crush on said she wanted to show me this cool spot in a cornfield. We got there, sat on a stump. She told me this was the place where the local teenagers would go to make out. I said, haha, that's crazy. That's well, crazy. Time to go home. Fucking hell.
Okay, one more good one each. One time in high school, I was hanging out with a girl I had feelings for, and she was like, I have a birthmark right above my vagina if you want to see it. And I was like, nah, I got birthmarks all over me. I'm good. I still think about it a couple of times a year.
Oh, God. All right, last one. What an idiot. When I was in high school, I had a big project with a crush, and we were working late at her house, and she was like, climb on the bed with me, and I was like, haha, no, I'm comfortable on the floor anyway for this next part, and so same.
Oh, yeah. people are funny. It's good being awkward, guys.
Guys, if you've got any awkward stories, we'd love to hear them, so hit us up on the socials at Tom and Frenchie. It's very funny. If you believe the conspiracy guy and have more articles and segments from your diary you want to share, send them in.
Patreon, send them in. The Patreons, we'll read the Discord ones first. We still got to redo our fucking Christmas party, Tom. We're about to get nice gaps, so maybe we can do in this nice gip. Now we won't get COVID anymore, so that'll be good.
True.
Well, let's all just go silent again, not respond to anything I fucking say. Fuck you all. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Guys, we'll be back in the same room next week, so this awkward delay will never happen again unless Frenchie makes more terrible jokes.
Fair. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being my friends. Not you two,
thanks,
I meant
guys.
The listeners.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.